When it's about social media, I think you need to plan very good everything ahead. You need to have a strategy, that's for sure. And there are people I was talking about and they were telling me, well, my life is so boring. I don't know what to post there. But I think people relate to being boring. You can just show how you sit on your couch, read a book, eat something. Even what you eat in a day is interesting for somebody.
Anything else that you would like to add, like tips or maybe mistakes that we should pay attention on social media?
No, not tips, not mistakes, just post.
I like that.
I think people are so, I need to find my strategy. Oh, I don't know what to post. So they are postponing it. Oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow because no, just start posting if you really want to see. And then you'll see what reels are going good, what reels don't. And you kind of will see what your followers expect from you. And then you give them what they like more. And that's it.
Welcome to Dream Again podcast. I'm your host, Krina, and I'm a seeker, entrepreneur, and a clear example that all your dreams can become true. I have conversations with amazing guests weekly to inspire you to live your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. And now, let's get to my conversation for today.
Hello, my beautiful friends. Today, I am thrilled to present a truly inspiring episode featuring incredible Cristina Gheiceanu. Cristina's journey from TV presenter in Moldova to building a thriving community as an influencer in Switzerland is nothing short of remarkable. Starting from ground zero in a new country, imagine being a celebrity in Moldova, a TV presenter, and moving to Switzerland, a country where she didn't even speak the language, she didn't understand the culture, she started from zero. Through her journey, after a while, she was building a community on Instagram, thinking that it's just a part-time job. And in this moment, only on Instagram, she has more than 260,000 followers, which is a testament of her magnetic energy and authenticity. In this heartfelt conversation, Cristina opens up about the challenges of navigating new beginnings, transitioning careers, and adapting to a different culture. She shares invaluable insights into the world of social media and influencer marketing. So here I advise to take a pen and a paper and be ready, because we are learning together how can we build a stronger social media presence. Balancing her demands of motherhood, she has two beautiful daughters. Work and personal life, it's a feat Cristina gracefully tackles, drawing inspiration from the pages of books. Her wisdom is not just for influencers, but for dreamers of all kinds. Remind us of seeking guidance along the way. In this episode, we are delving into the beauty topic with Cristina, as it's a topic that I am passionate and it will be all the time present in the podcast, learning from her secrets. And I will also throw in some rapid fire questions to spice up our conversation. Join us as we delve into Cristina's inspiring journey, filled with invaluable takeaways and heartfelt advice for anyone daring to chase their dreams. Hi, Cristina. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, and thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
I'm so happy that we are here together to discuss, at the end of the day, the idea of new beginning. Because we both did that. We both kind of starting from zero in another country. And I would love to get all your inspiration related to that, as I know there are so many people that they are in similar stories like us, and hopefully we can inspire them. But starting with navigating the new beginnings, discussing your transition from being a TV presenter in Moldova and starting afresh in Switzerland, including learning a new language, and I want to hear everything. Can we start from that moment? Can you tell us more from your experience in Moldova and then how you start from zero almost? Because it's a new country, new language, mentality, culture, everything. Let's dive in.
Yes, I was 23 years old when I started to work at TV. I was a presenter at the most famous TV channel in my country, in Republic of Moldova. And for me, it was like a dream because I was starting to have a good career. I was earning my money and I was extremely, extremely happy about that. But besides of being a TV presenter, I was also a journalist. And that means I had to work every day, nonstop. If it's a car accident, if it's something, I had to be there. And in 6 years, I just lost myself so much. In my head were only bad news and no free time at all. And at some point, I started to ask myself if this is the life I want, because 6 years went by so fast. And I just, and another thing is that I'm an introvert. And for me, it's I have to give so much energy to be in around so many people and delivering all this information to so many people.
I don't see that at you. It's so funny. You are doing so well. You are such a professional, because I don't see that, especially because you are in front of the camera now as well. And you did that. I can imagine it's exhausting, but you cannot see that you are an introvert.
Yes, you cannot see that. But when I come home after talking with a lot of people, I need to recharge. And since I'm a mom, I don't have this. So I just close myself in the bathroom for 5-6 minutes and I can be again energetic and.
Are those 5-6 minutes enough for you to recharge?
Oh no, they
it's
are not
just,
enough.
You don't have a choice, right? Yeah, you don't have an option.
I just don't have a choice. Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, my showers take a little bit longer, so I could stay there by myself, and that's it. Yeah.
What you did before the kids? What were the tools that they were helping you to recharge in the evening when you arrive at home?
I was actually reading books books helped me a lot. I just transfer myself to another world and you just leave everything that you have and you just transfer yourself in this magic world, because usually I was reading not motivational, not I'm not into this. I was reading mostly romantic books about girls that inspire me, something like that. Very easy. Because my job was very hard. And when I came home, I wanted to read something that would just make me feel good.
And maybe be different than all the heavy topics that you saw. And after these 6 years, what happened?
After 6 years, I started to think more about what I really want. Because being a TV presenter was not my choice. It actually came to me. I was offered this. I accepted it. And then I started to ask myself, what do I really want? You know, these questions that you put yourself when you're around 30 that are so important. And at that time, I was engaged and my fiancé received a contract in Sweden. And he told me, look, I want to accept it, but I'm going there only if you are going there. And this was the perfect timing for me, because I knew I wanted to end my career in TV. And I thought, okay, I'm going to Sweden. And we had to go to Sweden for 5 months only. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take this 5 months for me and I'll just figure out what I want to do next. And then we went to Sweden. And after 5 months, we came here in Switzerland. And we had only 2 weeks to decide what we're going to do here, because we had an apartment for only 2 weeks. And my fiancé signed with a football team here.
So he's a soccer player?
He was.
He was a soccer player.
He was, yes. And it was not a great contract, because we didn't even have money to rent an apartment. We were staying with an old lady. But we knew this is going to be our beginning and we're going to work for it.
So you felt better in Switzerland than in Sweden? You felt more or?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
When I arrived here in Switzerland, I told my boyfriend, my fiance, we need to do something to live here. I love it in here. And he started to work. I started to learn French.
So you start from almost zero, right? You didn't know the language.
Zero.
<laughs> We
didn't even have a kitchen. We were cooking, sharing a kitchen with somebody else. So we were cooking when the kitchen was free, but it lasted only for 1 year.
But it's a lot, 1 year without your kitchen. I mean, I did this for 3 months now. I was living not in a house. We were moving actually in 2 months. We were moving 22 times the beds, in different beds, because we just moved recently in Italy. And for me, just not having a kitchen, it was like not easy. The way how you speak about, which probably helps a lot, it's easy, but it was not. Like, I'm sure that you are a very positive person.
Now that I'm talking about it, I understand that it was difficult, but I was not feeling that it was difficult. I'm not the kind of person that will complain, and I'm actually happy with what I have. And at that point, I was happy that I'm in Switzerland, and I knew that I would work, and one day I'll have my apartment, my kitchen, and everything that I need.
So beautiful. At the end, focusing on being grateful for what we have. This is at the end helping us
exactly.
To move forward.
Because my mom was asking me the same question. I don't understand how you can smile. I don't like what you're doing. And I said, you just don't worry. Everything is going to be all right.
So how you did it? Like, so you arrived in the French part. You are staying in a place where you are sharing the kitchen.
Yes.
And your fiancé was most of the days probably very busy. How you are dealing with next step? And I really would love to learn more from you, because I'm sure that there are many women in this situation now and they need inspiration. How you do next? You don't know. You don't understand anything. You don't know the culture. And it's so different, the culture, than the Moldavian culture, as it's, I could understand, so different.
I was studying French 2-3 hours every day. And after that, I was still not searching for a job because my French was not good for a job. And I was just taking my phone and taking pictures of everything, because Switzerland is so beautiful. You just walk a little bit, a beautiful corner. You just take another step, another beautiful corner. You're like in a holiday. So I was taking pictures, trying to get into this social media world, but knowing that I will get a job soon when my French is good enough. So after posting for like 3 or 4 months, I don't know.
This happened how long ago?
6 years ago.
Okay. So it was a good time to enter in the social media. It's never too late.
It was a good time.
But it was...
It's never too late. Yes.
Yeah.
And a PR company wrote to me that they want to work with me. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I started to do it more often. I started to get more contracts. And this is how I started to make my own money here in Switzerland without having a good level of French.
So basically, even if you don't know the language, but I think it's important to have your positive energy, because I was listening to you and you really see the good parts of in everything. Just try and do things, right?
Yes, what you can.
What you can.
Yes. I could not stay locked in the apartment. I always need to do something. And I was always independent financially. And for me, I was not feeling okay. And I wanted to learn French quicker. I wanted to get a job. But in the meantime, everything turned out that I started to have a job in social media. So I didn't need a job because I was getting paid enough to be independent.
To not take a job anymore. But this is actually a full-time job. I mean...
Yeah, this is a full-time job. But it's much more easier than what I had in journalism. You cannot compare. So when I hear influencers complain. I mean, you have the right to complain because it's not easy to plan. You need to be creative, but you cannot compare it to a job where you're nonstop there, where you have a boss that always annoys you and tells you what to do. So it's different. We are actually privileged to be here, to be so far away from our country, to not speak that language at the beginning, because now I do, and have the opportunity to make money being at home or just traveling. That's a really big opportunity.
Can you go through some tips that someone who will like now to be at the beginning, it's just new in the social media as an influencer? I'm sure that our listeners probably already are familiar with that, but can you help us to really learn more tips? How can we do like mistakes or good parts? Like, for example, how many times are you posting and how do you organize? Can you give us more insights and advice related to social media?
When it's about social media, I think you need to plan very good everything ahead. You need to have a strategy, that's for sure. And there are people I was talking about and they were telling me, well, my life is so boring. I don't know what to post there. But I think people relate to be boring. You can just show how you sit on your couch, read a book, eat something. Even what you eat in a day is interesting for somebody. So if you really want to embrace it, just show exactly what you're doing. Now people are so sick of the perfect image or the perfect quality. They just want to show, they want to relate to you. So I think everything can be a social media. Everything can be in social media.
And at the end, everyone, you can find your niche. They can really be interesting by, but still, it's something that you, because, for example, in my case, I didn't take the Instagram account so serious. And sometimes I post, sometimes I didn't post, sometimes I went out of the social media. So I think it's important, as you said, like to really make a schedule and to really do it as a serious thing, not just posting when you are in the mood to do that. How many times per day or how many times per week do you recommend based on your experience to post? And I mean, you have more than 260,000 followers. And what I really love as well about you is that it's an honest account. You are exactly, because I met you and what I see face to face, I see on the Instagram as well. And you're so honest and share everything. Like you feel like you are my best friend, which I think it's amazing. And it's a beautiful total look as well. It's a pleasure to navigate on your Instagram. Like you said, we need to have a strategy. So my question to you is, how many times should we post in order to really have this as a serious project? And how did you work on your strategy, look and feel?
I think when it's about stories, you really need to post every day, even if you don't want. Mm-hmm. As long as you disappear from the stories, people are no longer engaging with your posts. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I don't know, you're feeling bad or it doesn't matter. You need to post. You need to be there. But of course, on Sundays, I prefer not to post anything. I usually spend the day with my family. So no phones, no everything. About posting on social media, I prefer to post 2 or 3 times a week. But I prefer to post something that I really like. Not just a video, not for just posting. Even though sometimes I might tell you that sometimes even just posting, this one goes viral. A video that you don't really like, a video that the quality was bad, the lighting was bad. It was just a video and then it goes viral. And then you spend so many hours trying to create a beautiful product that you really like. And then people don't like it. So you never know. I think you just need to try.
But it's so much about testing. To try and do things. And do you a lot of reels, right? This is helping you. Give us more information about, give us some tips. Let's imagine that now our listeners, there are some that they would love to maybe change their job. They don't know how to do it. Maybe they want to have a time between the jobs like you started too. What you would advise them to do more on social media, and what will be maybe some no-go?
I would recommend posting reels. Because reels are going viral right now, and you can really grow quickly with reels. With pictures, I tend to see that people are extremely picky with pictures. They want the perfect location, the perfect outfit, so you'll get likes. In reels, you can be yourself. You can wear what you're really wearing. You can eat what you're really eating, and then people might connect to you. But I think with pictures, especially on Instagram, people still want to see perfection. And they tell you they don't want to see perfection. But if you want post a picture where, I don't know, you look a little bit different or you're not looking that good, they are going to tell that, oh, you're looking not good. Your hair is not looking good. You gained weight or something like that.
How do you deal with this? How do you deal with hate?
At the beginning, it was hard. I didn't understand how can a stranger tell me this. And now sometimes I even can't believe myself. I laugh. And I let the comments stay there. I don't answer. I don't delete it. I just don't care.
I think at the end, it's so much about them and not about you when they are this kind of... I think it's so important to, like you are doing, differentiate, because at the end, it's fortunately it's their problem. It's their frustration.
Yes, that's for sure.
Anything else that you would like to add, like tips or maybe mistakes that we should pay attention on social media?
No, not tips, not mistakes, just post.
I like that.
I think people are so... I need to find my strategy. Oh, I don't know what to post. So they are postponing it. Oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow because no, just start posting if you really want to see. And then you'll see what reels are going good, what reels don't. And you kind of will see what your followers expect from you. And then you give them what they like more. And that's it. Just start posting and don't think about what your neighbor will say. Because at the beginning, especially when I was, my girls started daycare, I was thinking, oh my God, all those moms see me. That's so embarrassing. And then I said, no, if you're going to think like that, you need to stop doing it. So don't think about what your friends will say, that you will look cringy, it doesn't matter. If you want to do it, do it.
And anyway, they will say whatever they want to say, no matter if you
exactly.
post or not. I remember I had the same problem with my daughter when she came back home and she said, Mommy, what is an influencer? Because my daughter, she doesn't have mobile and I'm really trying to postpone this as long as possible. And I was like, why? Because my colleagues, they told me that you are an influencer. I was like, okay. Their mom okay. and I had the same. And I was like, oh my God, what did I post on Instagram? I have to really pay attention. Yeah. I hope I didn't been critics on the mothers of the kids of the school. What did I say? I hope I didn't say anything wrong. But yes, this is so true. Do it and do it today. The most expensive thing, I think it is when you don't do it.
Exactly. We just need to switch off our brain and just do.
Yes. And you learn from that. This is the best way of learning. You learn by doing it. Because if you stay in the
exactly.
coach and think, how should I do the strategy? Is it... I have a problem, I have to say, with this, because I try to really... I'm obviously going into the perfectionist and I'm learning that this is not helping. So I'm happy that I hear this from you. It's such a beautiful reminder. Thank you for that. How do you manage now the motherhood? You mentioned that you have two beautiful daughters. How do you manage the life between all? Because you are a wife, you are a mother, like you have so many things on your plate. How do you deal to be good in everything?
I don't know. I don't. To be honest. Before, when I was not a mother and I was hearing these questions on interviews, it's like, okay, it's not that hard. You do this. No, it's actually hard. And I want people to talk more about it, because there are weeks when you're a very good mother. There are weeks when you're very good at your career, but you cannot have all this plate perfect. You cannot. Sometimes your husband is mad because you're sitting on your phone trying to edit your new reel. Sometimes your kids want your attention. Sometimes you want time for yourself. And it's I think you just need to learn to juggle with all of this. Otherwise, you cannot do it.
How old are your daughters?
My daughters are 5 and 3.
And I mean, obviously, they're very young, but what are you telling? Are they a question either asking you, what is my mommy doing?
Yes, they know what mommy is doing.
So what?
I'm telling them that mommy is working online, and I'm a content creator. So I just imagine things and then I put them here online. So they know this is what I'm doing.
When you told me about the imagine things and you mentioned that you are doing the planning, how do you get the inspiration? I understand some, they are just coming and you just do it. But the other ones, how do you get the inspiration from all this content? Because each time it's so nice.
Mostly it's from movies. I love old movies. I think I'm an old soul. I love everything that it's vintage. I like old movies. I like countryside. I'm totally not a city girl. So every time I look at a movie, I might see a corner or a quote that I like. So I like to transform it in my own way here online. Or I just might walk and see a beautiful place. Everyone around me can tell me, what do you see? But I see how the light is falling. I see art. So I love to take pictures.
Moving into the embracing the change, and I'm talking so much about the change of really being away from your friends, from the family. How do you manage to socialize, to have friends in a new country and everything around that, exploring the importance to adapt at the end in a new place? Because there are so many that they are in similar situation like us. How do you embrace the change and what was really helping you?
It was hard at the beginning because I became a mother. And after 1 year of being here in Switzerland, I didn't have friends. And then there was the pandemic and I was stuck at home, no friends, with a little child in my hand.
No family, no?
My family was here.
Okay.
So I'm so blessed that my mom was helping me every day. She moved here and she was helping me so much. So I don't know if it wasn't my mother, I don't know what would I do. Literally, she just saved me.
But now step by step, you start to have friends. You start to...
Yes, I do.
And how did you find them?
Through social media, actually, because as I told you, I'm an introvert. I never approach someone. For me, it's a little bit harder to do that. So it's always people adopting me, you know, approaching me. I like them. And then we became friends. But still, I find that for me, it's very hard to make friends speaking another language. I feel like I'm totally a different person. Like I'm a person when I speak Romanian. I'm a different person when I speak English, and I'm a totally different person when I speak French. And I think Christina is much smarter in Romanian. In French, I'm medium. So there are so many things I would love to say or joke, but I stop myself from doing it because I literally don't know how to say it. Or I need more time to think about that joke. So in terms of friendship, I think I feel better when I have a friend that speaks my language.
And I understand this because when we met, we completely switched into Romanian. And now is the first time when we are actually speaking in English.
Yes.
And I understand what you mean. At the end of the day, the mother tongue, it's the language that you talk through the heart.
Yes.
So probably
you can be open.
Yeah.
You can be so open. You can have deep conversations.
That's
when you're
so
speaking
true.
In your language.
That's so true. Moving on, I have a rabbit questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's about history and geography. No, I'm joking.
Actually, no. I was good at geography.
Okay, I will prepare better for the next time because I was not good at geography. I did better my homework. BB cream or foundation for your everyday makeup look and why?
Still foundation. I would love a BB cream, but every BB cream looks a little bit orangey and oily on my face. I have a combination skin. So for me, it's very hard to find a good BB cream that will look natural. So I'm still on the foundation side, but I would like love to transition to a BB.
Do you like a brand specifically that we should test? Because your skin looks beautiful.
I love Estee Lauder.
Estee Lauder, okay.
Oh, my favorite for so many years. But it's quite heavy for every day.
Yeah, but probably, I mean, for you in front of the camera, so I should give a try. What's the best advice, piece of advice that you receive as a mother that has impact significantly for your parenting journey?
Don't try to be perfect.
So beautiful. What about as an influencer, as a content creator? One of the most valuable advice that you received?
I think it would be don't think too much before posting. Don't analyze it too much. Just post it.
You mentioned that you love to read. I'm very curious to know, what is your favorite book?
My favorite book, I don't know, in English, because I read it in Romanian. Can I say it in Romanian here?
Yeah, let's.
It's Cântătoarele din Mărăcini.
How to translate that to.
Yes, this is why I was.
But it's a Romanian. Yeah, it's a Romanian book.
It's a Romanian book, and I read it at my grandmother's house. It was the book that made me fall in love with reading, because before that, I was just reading because I need to read something. And when I read this book, I thought to myself, oh, but reading is so beautiful. I need to read more. It's about a priest and his love for a woman.
Oh, wow.
But it was very beautiful.
Sounds like an interesting story. I'm very curious to know, Christina, what dish do you miss the most from Moldova since moving to Switzerland?
I think I need to say the traditional name. It's plăcinte cu vișină.
Like sour cherry
pie.
Oh my God.
Definitely.
In Moldova, guys, we have find the one of the best food dishes. Like you really have so good dishes there.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. I know. Can you share some easy breakfast ideas for busy morning, especially for kids? Like, what do you prepare for your kids in the morning? Something easy and yummy.
I taught my kids to eat some avocado. So I just blend some avocado, put them on a toast, and then a boiled egg.
Okay. What is your favorite skincare hack for achieving a glowing complexion?
I think it would be my moisturizer with urea.
Moisturizer, okay.
I've never had a better skin.
What's the most unexpected thing you've learned about beauty or wellness in general on your journey as an influencer and beauty influencer? Because you speak a lot about beauty, and I want to hear the secret about your hair too.
About hair or about
let's do both.
Something I
would like
let's
to
do both. The first thing I didn't expect was every time I was hearing somebody growing old, they were talking about wrinkles. So I was always looking for my wrinkles, so I would know when my face starts to, or when I'm starting to grow old. But nobody is telling you that the first sign of getting old is actually your face falling down.
Unfortunately.
So you might not have wrinkles, but one day you just wake up, you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, who is this? I've changed so much. But you look at yourself, you don't have so many wrinkles, but you are so changed. And I think that's because of gravity.
But do you do something?
There's nothing.
It's nothing. Because, for example, I tried facial massage, which is helping a little bit, all the time up.
Lifting.
Yeah, all the time up.
Yeah.
To somehow.
No, I didn't. I do everything at home. I have my skincare. I started to do gua sha right now. I don't know
gua sha.
If it helps or if not. I'm starting to learn some good movements, and that's it.
You know, I'm really curious to figure out, because we touched the base of an influencer, we touched the base of the beauty part, but as well, you are an entrepreneur, you are an owner of your own brand. And when you have different agencies or different brands that they come to you, you have to negotiate. Like, it's really like on a normal business that you are doing. How do you deal with that? I would love to understand, how do you deal and how did you learn all these steps to negotiate, to make sure that it's the correct price for you, and so on?
I was doing it before, and now I have a company that does it for me.
Okay.
Yes. When I started to grow a little bit more, I was not feeling very well negotiating like this. And sometimes companies can be very, oh, but why? And it was, I didn't like the vibe. So I thought, okay, I need to find someone that will do this for me. And I'm going to take care of the creative side and doing what I have to do for the brand. So I'm not doing it anymore.
My last question to you, Christina, is for the ones that now they start to dream again, as you were in this journey at least once, what will be your advice to them when they are in those maybe difficult moments? What you will advise them to do?
First of all, I think they need to understand that they will have everything that they want only if they will work for it. You need to work. You need to understand what you want to get from all this experience, and you need to work for it. Unfortunately, nobody is going to come home and help you with your emotions, or you need to ask for help. And another great thing is you need to make connections. Connections can help you so much. Meeting new people that can help you maybe find a job, meeting people that can help you with moving some furniture, everything. Being connected with people might help you so much. Just don't stay in that house alone. Try to make connections, and you never know.
So beautiful. Thank you so much, Christina, for sharing your experience. And I invite everyone to follow you on Instagram. I will make sure to tag everything. You are truly inspiration. Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise. And with that, we've reached the end of another captivating podcast episode. I really hope, dear listen, that you take a nugget of wisdom. For those who, like Christina and myself, find themselves embarking on an adventure of starting afresh in a new country, remember, you are not alone. And I think it's very important to support each other on this journey. And as a key, like a takeaway for this episode, remember the importance of being authentic, being consistent, and holding true to your values. Never give up on what truly matters to you. Until next Monday, when we bring you another beautiful story, take care and keep chasing your dreams.
Please check the show notes in the description for more insights. You can also subscribe to my newsletter at krinaokumuns.com to get additional information. If you like this episode, share it with your friends and family on social media. I will also appreciate if you would leave a review on the Apple Podcast. I love to get your inputs, as this will help us to understand how can we support you in your journey. And don't be afraid to share your story with us. We are all here together. And remember, it is time to dream again.